Chapter 19. Cannibals. When I come to the mark of the foot, I see that the mark is much bigger than my foot. It's impossible that it's my foot. I am scared again. I start to panic. I want to destroy my cornfields. I want to destroy my valley house. I need to hide my activity on the island. I am so afraid that I can't sleep the whole night. Finally, I sleep a little in the morning. My head is clear when I wake up. Now, it isn't so strange that people live on the islands around. I think, maybe, this is their first visit here. Maybe, this island is not interesting for them. Maybe, it's also their last visit here. I feel better after these thoughts. But, I want to do something for my protection if the people come again. During the following month, I make another fence around my house. I make holes in the fence. Through these holes, I can easily shoot from guns if I am attacked. Now, I have a house which is very well protected. Nobody can come easily near me. I also worry about my goats. I divide the goats in two groups. I built a smaller fence in another part of the island. I put one group of the goats there. It takes me a lot of time, but my animals are safe. After 16 years on the island, something very sad happens. My dog dies. I cry for 3 days. It's my worst day on the island. Fortunately, I have my goats. I go to them, and I tell them how sad I am. They don't understand my words, but I feel that they understand me. They feel my emotions. They are unusually calm and quiet. It's now 2 years after the foot in the sand on the beach. One day, when I am walking on the beach, I think that I see a canoe far in the sea. I am not sure, so I continue to walk. Then, I see a thing which shocks me. The beach is full of parts of human bodies. Heads, hands, feet, fingers, and teeth are everywhere. There is a black place after a fire. I am angry, but also scared. I can't look at this horrible scene for a long time. I have a horrible feeling in my stomach. I go back home, and I think about what to do. Now, I can't go out to sea with my canoe. I have no chance against a group of cannibals in the open sea. I also can't use guns, because the sound of a gun is very loud. But, I always have guns with me for protection. I think that maybe in the future, I can kill some cannibals. And, I can save their prisoners. I look for a place near the beach where I can hide and prepare for the attack. Then, I change my opinion. I think that it's not good to fight the cannibals. I don't know these people. They don't attack me. Maybe it isn't good to attack them. Finally, I stop the preparations for the attack. I decide to attack them only if they attack me first.